ॐ ध्यायामोदबलापकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीन्नष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्गीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So Shankara, in the 17th shloka, spoke about another form of Devi, which is Vagdevi or the Vagdevatas. In the 18th shloka, he is again speaking about contemplation on the Aruna form, which Shankara has already explained in the 16th shloka. So in the 16th shloka, he spoke about the form of Aruna and one who worships it, what happens. So in this shloka again it's a similar explanation that he is going to give. In the 18th shloka he speaks about how to do dhyanam on the Aruna form and what would that give us. So the 16th shloka spoke about gaining satsanga or like pleasing the various Mahatmas, thereby a person will be led to realization. So in this shloka he speaks in a different perspective. He speaks about as to what would happen for a person who does Aruna Rupa Dhyanam, who does Dhyanam on the Aruna form of Devi. This shloka is in the raga called Hamsadvani, which is a popular raga. The shloka goes like this. तनुच्छायाभिस्ते तरुणतरणि श्रीसरणिभिः दिवं सर्वामूर्वी अरुणिमणिमग्नां स्मरति यः भवन्त्यस्यत्रस्य ध्वनहरिणशालीननयना सहोर्वश्या वश्या कति कति न गीर्वाण गणिका। So as I said, this is in the raga called Hamsadvani, which is a very popular raga. So Shankara says, Taruna Tarani means like the rising sun, bright like the rising sun, and Sri Sarani Bihi, the beautiful white color. So like the rising sun and beautiful like the white color, te your tanu chaya bihi, the tanu chaya bihi, tanu means shariram, chaya bihi means the rays that come out of your body smell. So your body smells really good, so your body has a beautiful gandham associated with it. And that Gandham is Sreshtam, that it is different from other Gandham, because this Gandham that comes from your body, that is bright, and that if a person worships, if a person contemplates on that, then he will gain some Siddhi. That's what Shankara is going to tell. So that the rays coming out of your body smell. So your body smell is not normal smell alone, but it is a light that comes out of your body. That sarvam divam. So sarvam means all, divam means devalokam, and urvim. Urvim means bhulokam. So arunimani magnam. So it is bright red. dark red in color. Arunimani. So Arunimani. Arunam means like, as I said, Arunam is Aruna, or Arunam is another word for the sun, but it is a rising sun. So rising sun is dark red in color, so that reddish color. And Magnam, it spreads through the entire world. So it spreads not only in the Bhulokam, not only in the Devalokam, but in the Bhulokam as well. So the smell, your body's the your out of your body smell, the rays that comes out, it is like the rising sun, and it is like you are white. It is quite dark red in color, not white, dark red in color. So your body is like the rising sun, and it is white in color, and the rays that come out of your body smell Gandham, that is bright red, and it fills both the Bhulokam as well as Devalokam also. And that Yaha, a person who Smarati, Smarati, Smaranam means, generally Smaranam means remembering, but here Smarati we have to take the meaning of Dhyanam. So when a person who contemplates on it, such a person, Asya, for him, Trasyad, fearing such a person, Trasyad Asya, fearing such a person, Vana Harina Shalina Nayanaha. Nayanaha means eyes. So Vana Harina Shalina Nayana. Vana means, we know, forest. Harinam means deer. So forest deer, Shalina Nayana, beautiful eyes, which the beautiful eyes which are like the forest deer. Forest deers are always like beautiful, as well as their eyes are really different and attractive. So eyes which are similar to the eyes of forest deers, Girvana Ganikaha means various Apsara women. So the Apsara women, various Apsara women who have eyes as beautiful as those of the forest deer, and Urvashya Saha. So starting from Urvashi, Ramba, etc. Kati Kati. Kati Kati means how many? That means too many. A lot of such Devastris. Vashyaha. Vashyaha means under control or attracted. Na bhavanti. How will they not be attracted? So a person who worships your form. You are such a form. You are Aruna Rupam. He does Dhyanam of Aruna Rupam. Then the various Apsarastris, starting from Urvashi, etc., many of them, how will they not be attracted to him? That means they will be attracted to him. So that means a person who does Dhyanam of the Aruna Rupam, he does Aruna Rupa Dhyanam, such a person will attract various Devastris, starting with Urvashi, Ramba, etc. So he'll be attracted. He will attract these Apsarastris. So a person who wants to attract people, attract Devastris, or attract beautiful women, then he needs to do Dhyanam on the Aruna Rupam, in the Aruna form of Devi. So that is the direct meaning is that, but the indirect meaning we can also say that Devastris, we can say Devastris denote not just beauty, but they denote like many aspects, like we can say they denote strength, valor, etc. So they are strong, they are bold, etc. So such qualities will follow a person who does Aruna Rupa Dhyanam. So the indirect meaning is that he will gain mental control, he will be able to control his own mind as well as control the mind of other people if he does Arunarupa Dhyanam. So Arunarupa Dhyanam makes a person attract other people. Attract means control other people. So controlling other people is only because a person is able to control his own mind. A person who is unable to control his mind will not be able to control others' mind. So that means such a person will be able to control not only his mind but others' mind as well. So he'll be in total control of his mind. And a person who is in control of his mind, such a person will be able to guide it in the right direction. So he'll be able to guide the mind in the right direction of Shravanamana Nididhyasanam and thereby to realization. So realization can happen only when a person gains control of mind, and control of mind as well as mental passions can be achieved if a person worships Devi. So Shankara, by telling that a person who worships the Aruna form of Devi will attract people, will attract women, beautiful women, starting with Urvashi, etc. So he is indirectly telling that such a person will be able to control his mind as well as the sense objects of the world. Sense objects, various sense objects of the world will flock towards such a person, seeking his asking him to seek them, asking him to accept them, but he will be rejecting all those. So a person who does Arunarupa Dhyanam, he will not fall short of anything in the world. So whether it is with respect to money or with respect to any other thing like fame or power or any other thing, he will not fall short of anything. Instead, everything will be ready, waiting to be of any service to such a person who does the dhyanam, because he has gained control of the mind. And it is said that the devas and the various devatas as well as everything in the world is waiting to be of service to such a mahatma, because he never asks for any favor. So though this shloka speaks about overcoming or attracting women, it in turn says that a person who is able to meditate on such a form of Devi, he'll gain control of the mind, thereby he'll be able to realize. So ultimately that's the goal. The goal is to realize one's own nature of that Devi who alone exists here. So anything else, any other explanation or any other work or any other thing that we do, or anything that we do without remembering this reality, this reality that Devi alone is present here and Devi is the goal to be realized, Advitiya goal to be realized, anything other than this, if we are doing or thinking, that will lead us only to sorrow. If we need Anandam, if we need bliss, then we'll have to go behind the goal of Devi. So whatever we do, we'll have to remember Devi. And this, through these kind of dhyanam, etc., we don't really gain realization directly, but we gain control of mind, etc. So though these control of the mind as well as other things are really helpful for a person, a sadhaka, because if they are not helping him, then they will be posing obstacle. For example, Kama Deva will be posing obstacle for a person who is not a Devi Bhakta. And a person who is struck by Kama Deva will fall into love and other things. So such a person who falls a prey to sense objects and sensual pleasures, he'll not be able to realize the self. So a person who wants to realize the self, a person whose desire is to realize the self, he has to directly enter into Vedanta, which is very rare. Majority or 75 or 80%, or you can say 95 or 99% of people in the world need sadhana. So a person who is not doing sadhana of dhyanam, this type of dhyanam and other things, such a person will go on learning, but those will be of no use, because he'll be accumulating more and more vasanas, because the obstacles that obstruct his path, that obstruct the knowledge that he has to be implemented in life, those will be more. So the more and more he will try to learn, but he will gain more and more vasanas, the obstacles will be more. Therefore, whatever he learns will not be of use. So that is, in many people in the world, they have learned shastras, they have learned, they can quote shastras, they can quote various scriptures, they can they have learned even the Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, yet they fall a prey to marriage and other things because sadhana is lacking. So serious sadhana is essential. So Amma and all the Mahatmas have said that sadhana, a person has to do continuous sadhana for 5 years. That is when, if he is doing it full time. If it is part time, then we need to do sadhana for 12 years. So only after 12 years of sadhana, a person will get rid of all the obstacles, and thereby whatever goes in, whatever knowledge goes in after that, it will be grasped immediately. So it will give fruit immediately. For other people, they will go on learning. Many people, even we have been learning Saundarya Lahari, we have been learning 18 shlokas. We have learned 17 shlokas concentrating on Brahman. But how much has it helped? You'll have to find out. You'll have to determine as to like how much bliss you are getting in the world and how much you are unaffected by activities of the world, how much you are independent, how much you are able to control things around you, how much you are able to control your mind, how much you are not depending on any other person, saying, okay, oh, I have to talk to my parent, I have to ask my brother, I have to ask my father, and all those things. If a person does, then he hasn't progressed at all. So though we have been learning, you'll have to find out how much it has been useful. If it has been of not much help, then that means sadhana is lacking. So unless you do sadhana, unless a person does these kind of dhyanam and other things, he'll still there will have obstacles in the world, and thereby whatever he learns will not be of use. He'll still be attached to people, he'll still be attached to things around him. So he'll still have the ragadvesham, he will have my ahamkaram and mamakaram, he will have my, the thought of my, the thought of I. So both of those I and mine will be there always. And as long as they are there, he'll be affected, he'll be tossed between sukham and dukkham. Thereby, whatever he learns will not be of use. So if, though the reality is only one and that alone exists, for a person to apprehend it fully, it's impossible unless a person follows sadhana. So it is easy to say that, oh, I know everything is Devi, I remember Devi all the while. Whenever I do, whatever I do, even if I am working in office, I still remember Devi. Even if I am at home, even if I am watching TV, even if I am eating, I remember Devi. It's easy to tell that. Anybody can tell that. But the real test comes when something goes wrong. So if, and some signs, like some simple signs of whether a person is really happy, a person is really blissful, a person is really following sadhana and jnanam or remembering Devi completely has given him fruit, lies in the various things of independency. A person who is always thinking about Devi, he'll be independent because he knows that the world is an illusion. He will not depend on other people. He'll not say, oh, I can't do this, I'll have to ask people, I'll have to depend on this person, I'll have to talk to this person. And all those things will not happen. Such a person will be ever blissful. He will not depend. He'll be independent. He'll be independent because that doesn't mean that, okay, he will not go and work under another person. He'll work under another person, but if asked for his opinion, he will be bold and open to tell it. He will not lie. He will not tell lies. He will be bold whatever he says. He will not hesitate even a little to tell that you are wrong, you are bad. If he has to tell that, he will openly tell because he is unaffected by whether the person who is listening is going to take it wrong or not, because he knows that only Devi is real. He knows that whatever is there is Devi alone. The world is only an illusion. So whatever is in an illusion cannot affect him. Therefore, he will do whatever is necessary and essential. Yet he will be a master of himself. Nobody would control his mind. He will have his mind under his control. That means he will be totally independent. And such a person alone can benefit out of learning. So we may go on learning. We may learn the 100 shlokas of Samveri Lahari. And we may learn Ananda Lahari, Shiva Ananda Lahari, and n number of works. We may learn the 18 Puranas. We may learn the Dasha Mahavidyas. Or everything we will learn, but they will be of not much use. They will not serve their purpose unless a person has the proper sadhana, so that he doesn't have any obstacle and he is able to be in control of his mind. And control of the mind is what this shloka tells us as to how we can gain control of mind. We can gain control of mind by contemplating on the Aruna form of Devi. Now we will continue in the next thing. Hari Om.